Hey everybody, this is Sick Puppy coming at you with a video episode for shouldidrinkthat.com, where even if it's crap, we drink it so you don't have to. Well, welcome to 2011, everybody. Glad you're all here. Just wanted to do this little video here to kind of introduce you to Should I Drink That and what we're going to be doing in 2011 here. And this is part of it. We're going to be start doing more videos and beer reviews, both with myself, the puppy, and Father Spoon, either individually or, you know, doing a beer review on video together. Still going to do the audio shows for you audio lovers out there. And we're going to just bring you more content in 2011. We want to change up the format a bit, you know, add more content and value to Should I Drink That? Give you more than you already have, so... on that note, the beer I wanted to show you guys tonight and the beer I wanted to review is a new beer. It came out probably late November of just this past year. It was available here in Pennsylvania, I would say maybe a month or so ago. And that is the Stone Brewing Lucky Bastard. I wanted to do this beer because me and Spoon both feel so damn lucky to have all you guys as fans and friends. We wouldn't be here without you guys, so cheers to you. Doing a Lucky Bastard in your honor. Now, this beer is a blend of the Arrogant Bastard, which they started brewing 13 years ago, and the Oak Age Bastard, which came shortly after that, and also the Double Bastard. So it's a blend of those three beers. And to commemorate this, basically, they come out with the Lucky Bastard. And I don't know if you can see this on camera. I'll give you a close-up shot here soon. But the one in the three makes the B in Bastard. Pretty cool marketing shtick there, Stone. Love it. Great label. And on the back, they have the normal description for the Arrogant Bastard, but it's spelled all wonky. It's insane to try to read. And not only this, this isn't just a Lucky Bastard. It's L-U-K-C-U-I. B-A-S-T-A-R-T-D. Lucky Bastard. I don't know. I don't know why they did that, but I just chalk it up to brilliant marketing again by Stone Brewing Company. So, as you can see, I've already poured some of this. Couldn't wait. Sorry, guys. You can pour a little more in there. A little fresh batch. And the aroma on this beer is very citrusy, almost grapefruit. A little bit of the crystal malt coming through, which gives it that nice ruby red color. I hope you can see that in the light. Very nice looking beer, beautiful beer. Good head retention on it, very nice. Again, very citrusy up front, a lot of hops in this beer. This is a dry hopped ale, this is an American strong ale as they define it. Very citrusy right off the bat. Very nice aroma. Let's give it a shot. Wow. You get a lot of the hops right up front. I mean, it really hits your palate. And then about on the swallow, about mid-swallow, you get a bit of that caramel malt flavor. It's really, really nice. Now, right on the back end, you get that hops again. Very bitter beer, very nice. I don't want to say overly bitter. It's just a very nice blend of all three beers. I'm not sure what the ratio of that blend is, but they've done a very nice job of putting all these three beers together. I don't get much oak from the Oak Age. It's just maybe a little hint of that. More of a Double Bastard for me. You know, you get the basic flavor of the original Arrogant Bastard in here, of course. But then there's just that hop right in your face. And it's just backed up by this really nice, caramely, almost a smoky hint of the malt. And then right on the back end, you get that hops again. It's just amazing. great beer if you can find it. This is the Stone Brewing Company's or Lucky Bastard, excuse me. And like I said, me and Spoon are two lucky bastards, so this is a fitting beer to start out 2011 with. Hope to see you the rest of the year. Like I said, we're going to have new content for you soon. Got a couple of live events coming up here. Doing a mead show in February, I believe, at Vintage Estate Beer and Wine in Boardman. Not sure the date on that yet, but I'll get you that information. We'll post that up there. And we also have the Big Tap-In. Great beer festival out of Boardman, Ohio. That's put on by the Vintage Estate Beer and Wine folks. Great people. Awesome beer fest. Check it out. It's April 30th. I know tickets are going fast already, so I believe it's thebigtapin.com. You can check it out there, see all the breweries and all the events and everything that's happening, and get your tickets, man. We'll see you there. Cheers. Oh, it's so good.